I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, May 26th. A car crashed into the Shea Memorial Skating Rink in Quincy last night and caught on fire. Police say a vehicle struck the gas pipe on the building, sparking a blaze. The crash occurred at about 8 p.m. The driver suffered only minor injuries. Quincy Deputy Fire Chief Tim Burchill says the driver was able to get out of the car before it caught fire, and firefighters were able to turn off the gas and contact the gas company for repairs. The car was destroyed by the fire. However, the concrete building sustained minimal damage. The driver was taken to the hospital with minor injuries, and state police are investigating. The Shea Rink is closed for the season. It's operated by the State Department of Conservation and Recreation. The state's highest court yesterday upheld a Quincy man's first-degree murder conviction for the 2009 killing of his girlfriend, Mary Beaton. The defendant, Joseph Beatty, was convicted in 2019 on one count of murder in the first degree on the theories of deliberate premeditation, extreme atrocity or cruelty, and felony murder in connection with the 2009 killing of Beaton in her Wollaston apartment. Beatty was sentenced to life without parole in state prison, plus a concurrent sentence of 25 to 30 years on a charge of aggravated rape. In his appeal before the Supreme Court, Beatty argued the trial judge, Thomas Connors, abused his discretion in finding Beatty competent to stand trial and that the jury instructions were prejudicial. He also asked the court to use its authority under state law to reduce the degree of guilt or order a new trial. The court rejected those arguments at a unanimous decision. Norfolk County District Attorney Mike Morrissey applauded the High Court's ruling. Well, it's a sure sign of spring in Massachusetts. Local beaches are fenced off to protect the little coastal bird called the piping plover. Lyra Brennan is the director of Mass Audubon's Coastal Water Bird Program, a plover expert, and she says nesting begins in April, but some plovers start later and can nest right through early September. Plovers are listed as threatened by the state, which began protecting habitats in the 1980s, and Brennan says it's paid off, according to Mass Wildlife. In 1986, there were only 140 breeding pairs of plovers, but in 2022, that number jumped dramatically to 1,000-plus breeding pairs on the state's beaches. An entire area of Wollaston Beach is now fenced off due to piping plover. With a resurgence in the population, more and more beaches across the state will see more areas closed down because the birds are nesting. That's gotten a mixed reaction from beachgoers. The plover's success means more beaches will see more restrictions. Even busy ones like Crane Beach in Ipswich and Revere and Winthrop beaches. Even urban beaches like Carson and Wollaston, as well as Cape Cod beaches like Sandy Neck and the National Seashore. But in the end, the cohabitation shows that people and plovers can live together. The 2,500 students making up UMass Boston's graduating class of 2023 walked away from their commencements with more than just a diploma yesterday. Each student, courtesy of a surprise donation from Quincy-based billionaire Rob Hale, also received $1,000. As graduates walked across the stage on the school's campus center lawn, they were handed two envelopes, each containing $500, with the idea that they could keep one and give the other to charity as thus they saw fit. Hale's announcement came about half an hour after he'd finished his speech. Hale pushed the chancellor aside and revealed 4,000 customized envelopes the graduates would be receiving. The announcement shocked the students, who erupted into cheers and applause once he made the announcement. Hale similarly surprised 2021 Quincy College graduates, and the billionaire and his wife Karen Hale donated $30 million to Connecticut College, his alma mater, in 2021. Hale, co-founder and president of Quincy-based Granite Telecommunications, was joined by Senator Elizabeth Warren to speak at the university's 55th commencement ceremonies. Both speakers also received honorary medals from the chancellor. Police on the South Shore are investigating after a swastika was found scrawled on the roof of a home under construction. On May 8th, Scituate police received a call from a homeowner reporting vandalism to their residential construction site on Hatherley Road. The damage initially included broken windows, lewd spray-painted images, and destruction to deck boards. A swastika spray-painted on the third-story roof was later discovered. Scituate police said they're working with the senior security advisor from the Combined Jewish Philanthropies as well as the Anti-Defamation League. The Norfolk County Sheriff's Office is warning residents to be vigilant against a new scam targeting users of online dating apps, with scammers impersonating law enforcement investigators in an attempt to extort money from the app's users. In a recent attempted extortion scheme, an area resident user of the dating app Coffee Meets Bagel exchanged numbers with a person he assumed was a Norfolk County resident. He then received a call from a person who identified himself as an investigator with the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office and stated that the woman on the dating app was a minor who attempted to harm herself after her parents discovered the relationship. The scammer then told the man that the matter could be resolved if he agreed to pay for medical bills totaling over $11,000. The man also reported he'd been receiving text messages from numbers purporting to be the woman's family members, asking him to cover those medical expenses. Suspicious of the interactions, the man contacted the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office to report the scam and confirm that the Sheriff's Office does not ask for payments from residents or facilitate payments between parties. In addition to the Coffee Meets Bagel scam, the Sheriff's Office reports a similar scam has been reported on the dating site Bumble. Before meeting with someone you meet through an online app or a website, be sure to tell somebody else where you are going, and if possible, share your location with them. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 35 points, but the NASDAQ rose 213. The S&P is up 36. Asian markets turned higher today amid signs Congress may reach a deal on the U.S. government debt that would forestall a potentially calamitous default. The dollar fell, the euro rose, oil at $72 a barrel. Sports: Celtics stay alive and beat the Heat last night, 110-97. That forces the Game 6 at Miami Saturday night at 8:30. The Red Sox are in Arizona tonight at 9:40. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, sunny and pleasant, a high 70 degrees. Clear tonight, low of 42. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high of 78. On Sunday, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. And Memorial Day Monday, partly sunny, high of 75. For the boater, waves about a foot. Light northerly winds become easterly later today and a high tide just before 5:30 this afternoon. Sunrise, 5:13, set at 8:08. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, May 26th.